been working on the railroad.
Hello!
My eyes! My eyes! I'm blinded!
Calm down, Buzz! Tis only me! Come on now.
Ringer, is it Christmas yet?
No, that's next week, Buzz. Don't worry.
Won't be long now, will it, huh?
What won't? Huh?
You know, the big plan. Huh? We'll have the Oyster Rising Party, the GPO, in a few months' time.
Months?
Then the Banking Inquiry comprehensive and very impartial report, followed by the election on my 65th birthday, and then we...
It's still 2014, Boss.
What?
Yes.
It feels like years since the handlers put me back down here.
Era, Boss, I thought they'd give you a calendar to crush out the date so you know where you are.
They did. But it fell behind the radiator, lost for all eternity.
There now. Don't be upsetting yourself. You know it's for the best. Remember how well you did the last time you were put down into the bunker. You're more popular when you're not around.
Yes. As the saying goes, absence makes the vote grow fonder.
Yes.
Those fondlers are geniuses, Michael.
Handlers.
Cheer me up, Ringer. Tell me how it's going up there.
Well,
is the inquiry as impartial and non-partisan as I'd planned?
Oh, yes. That majority you guillotined onto the committee are doing exactly as they're told. They're using all the right phrases. Nobody shouted stop.
Brilliant.
Anyone who cried foul were told to shut up.
Lovely, Hurlin. And remember to call in the big guns the closer we get to an election or a cock-up.
Oh, we've the diary all planned. We'll start with a small fry.
Yes.
Anyone mentions cronies or those quangas we didn't close?
Enter Mary Coughlin or Dermot O'Hearn. A gentle reminder of Fianna Fáil pest.
Exactly. Maybe Varadkar says something sensible that makes you look bad.
Send in the old green ministers. Remind the people of that clusterfick.
Then, when the going gets rough, first water bills arrive in the houses around the country.
We'll have to come in heavy. Get Harney into the inquiry then.
Around UK election time, when everyone remembers how poor you are in the north. Oh. And a poodle for Cameron.
Send in Bertie. Get him all befuddled with numbers and he might throw some white herrings and red elephants at the thing.
Opinion poll disaster, showing Fianna Fáil getting cosy with the shinners.
That's the cue for Micheál Martin, centre stage. Kick him all the way back to 2007.
And if there's any doubt at all that anyone will ever vote for Fianna Fáil in the country,
enter one Brian Cowan. He's oozing Fianna Fáil effluent, Ringer.
Oh, yes.
He's our ace of spades. Oh, the stench of bust off him will have the electorate ready to vomit. And I'll emerge,
yes,
fresh as
a daisy.
As a pansy,
oh.
Ready for another 5 years.
Ara, don't be getting ahead of yourself. The shinners are still lurking.
You're right.
Yes.
So let's make sure that Commission on Prova Abuse is ready to go in time for the Easter Rising.
Oh, genius.
Just to hammer home the message, Michael.
Yes?
We'll hold that one in a church.
Happy Christmas, Taoiseach Yapaya.
And a happy new 5 years to you too, Ringer.
Stay in the know, girl.
I've been working on the...
Okay, we're on.
Welcome back to Grafton Street on this lovely and mild Christmas Eve morning. I'm here with Brendan O'Carroll, a.k.a. Mrs. Brown.
Tits!
And in the spirit of Crimbo, we'd like to now give this luxury weekend, spa weekend, the breakaway for two to a homeless person.
Oh. Nicky's!
Okay, let's give it to this poor cripple over here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joseph. It's a great
You're busking here on the Grafton Street. Is this your usual spot, isn't it?
Yeah, I try to come here every...
Every day, yeah, sure. Terrible, terrible. In the Sacred Heart. And the sunglasses, I suppose they're to cover up your dilated pupils. The wear and tear of a lifetime of drug abuse.
I have glaucoma.
I know, son. I'm not buying. In fact, you could say I'm selling.
Well, it's more than I do these days. I have to give everything away for free.
Big knickers!
Brent. Yeah, anyway, that's terrible. And you've a broken arm, I see. Did you get that in a fight, did you?
No, I...
Was it in a hostel, wet or dry?
Oh, wet, Joe, always wet.
No, you see, I fell in...
With the wrong crowd, I know. What happens to the best of us, son?
No.
Don't worry, don't you? You were probably on the edge.
No,
you?
I was on a bike. The edge wasn't there at the time. I was...
Just the way the government wasn't there for the poor homeless. Anyway, as it happens, this is your lucky day.
D-bag!
Because we'd like to give you this gift of a luxury spa weekend for two in a 5-star hotel.
No, I couldn't. I can't possibly take that.
Go on. As Mrs. Brown herself would say, go on, go on, go on, go
That's
on.
That's not me, you bollocks!
I just can't take
We're giving it to you for free.
But I didn't ask for it. You can't just give me stuff I didn't ask for it and expect to ram it down my throat.
Well, that's just the way the world works now, my friend. Now take your own ass for unwanted gift and go and have yourself a happy homeless Christmas. Go on, Brendan. Go on one more time.
Wibbly wobbly wankers.
That doesn't even mean anything. Okay, we're back later. Back up.
Welcome to Marty's Sports Awards Party. Yes, a whole host of sports personalities with self-absorbed focus and no social skills vying for an award that's ranked somewhere below the BBC Sports Personality and just above the Avonmore Milkman of the Year. Oh, and let's cross over now to Des Cahill, who's live at the buffet table. Des, tell us, who do you think will be a winner tonight?
I don't know about a winner for the awards party, but if I had to pick a winner for the best thing at the buffet, it'd definitely be the Christmas coleslaw. Cranberry and stuffing is included, not to be sneezed at.
Thanks, Des.
Although I couldn't help that. And
what?
There's a big dollop on the back of Tracy Pickett's loaf now. Sorry, Tracy, I'll lick it off.
Fantastic, and look who we have here. A person nominated for the top award, Sports Personality of 2014, Boxing Sensation, Katie Taylor.
And her dad, Pete, I'm here too.
Oh, yes. Hi, Pete. You always seem to be lurking there. Katie, what a year.
Oh, thanks, Martin. Just happy to be here, you know. I know you can't tell because of my voice, but I'm so excited. I almost did something crazy on the way here and had a fizzy drink, you know.
Holy Moses.
But I didn't because I think the sugar would have pushed me over the edge.
That's disappointing.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, God.
And Pete.
After retaining your title this year, you must be in with a good chance of winning the award here tonight.
Oh, with the help of God, Martin. You know, I was surprised, to be honest, to get a nomination as I hadn't had my own personality in years. Isn't that right, Dad?
Really?
I don't know what you're talking about, Katie. This interview is over.
Bye, Marty.
Okay, great stuff there from Katie Taylor.
And peace.
And look who we have here. The Mac Attack, Rory McIlroy himself. I see you're just replying to a few good luck texts, are we?
Oh, what exactly are you talking about, Marty? This phone is wiped clean. You know, there are no messages on it at all.
What a year it's been for you. Winning the Major, the Ryder Cup, voted European Golfer of the Year. What do you think has made this a year to remember?
Well, you know, I think I worked really hard. You know, focus on my game. Yeah. Stopped spending time with McDowell. Got my grip sorted. You know, got new management. Stopped texting Grime, you know. Ugh. Just get a clear head. Diet worked out. Meditation. Not sharing a room with Graham McDowell. You know, the basics.
And might I personally thank you for putting Caroline Wozniacki back on the market. Marty's market.
I don't know what you're...
Wasn't Roy? No.
I might have deleted that memory.
Don't you worry, Rory. Marty sure knows how to spot a good hump and dump. Well, the night is but a pop here at the Archie Sports Awards, and judging by the sea of ladies footballers and wags at this event, there won't be a bedroom in the Burlington left unbunked for a fortnight.
Achoo. Oh, sorry, Tracy. Oh, God, I've done it again.
Collins Kicks!
Ah, Mr. Fawn Lawler, I just want to tell you how delighted we are to have you as our shop Santa.
Well, I need a new gig until people see my face again in Hawaii at the start of the new year.
So all you have to do is put the child on your knee, ask them what they want for Christmas, take a photo, give them their plastic gift that breaks after 2 seconds, and then run them out the door, okay?
Can I ask, what's my motivation?
Sorry, motivation?
Yes.
You're Santa.
Yeah, but I get that. But what's my background? You know, who is this character? Where did he come from? You know, what's
You're from the North Pole. You like snow and Mrs. Claus, the adoring wife who helps with the presents, whatever. Now, I'll have Elmo send in the first little darling, okay?
Wait, Elmo?
What? Yes, that's your little elf out the front there. We hired him before you got here. Good luck, Mr. Von Lawler.
Okay, Tom, you can do this. Think about your character. He's from the North Pole, so he's a Northsider. He likes snow, so he deals cocaine, and he has an adoring wife that possibly gives him gifts. Trish gives gifts. All right. I know exactly who this Santa fella is.
Okay, Mr. Von Lawler, are you ready for your first child?
Oh, yeah. Ready as I'll ever be. All right.
Send in the little darling.
Santa.
How you Warden? What's the story? All right.
My name is Francis Santa, not Warren.
Oh, it's you, Frano. Santa didn't recognise you there. Hop on to Santa's knee there. We can have a chat, all right?
What?
So... tell Santa what you want for Christmas, yeah?
Oh, Santa, I would love a bike and a new kitten and some DVDs.
The Love-Hate box set available in the RTE shop, yeah?
Oh, I was more thinking of the Lego movie. Oh, and I was also hoping I could get one of those miniature snooker sets.
Probably best not to get one of those, Frano, all right?
Oh, okay.
Good boy, yeah.
But can I still get me kitten?
Yeah, well, we see about that, all right? But the main thing here is, Frano, you haven't exactly been a really good boy, yeah?
I have.
Just hold on a second. You tell me lies, Frano. I can't trust lawyers. You know what? You're getting taxed because you do me bleeding head in, all right? No toys, no Lego movie. And you know what we do to kittens? Bang, bang, yeah?
Well, Santa.
No buts, you're finished, yeah? Emma, take the bleeding picture, will you? There, don't be crying. It's only going to be make it worse, Frano, yeah? Shut the bleeding out, okay? What's going on in here? Tom, why is that child crying? Santa doesn't make children cry.
Santa, yeah? I'm not Santa, big boss. I'm good old Saint Nidge. All right.
Hello? Today FM has an exciting and unexpected job opportunity. Wanted, a radio DJ to effortlessly fill a huge gaping 3-hour hole in the middle of our schedule. The applicant must be skilled at reading the papers.
Okay, let's have a look at the front pages of the papers.
For a long time.
As I could see on page 27 of The Sun.
A very long time.
Yeah, because the back page of the Tuam Herald has a very interesting story. Look at the size of that sheep. Wow.
Applicant must be able to go on bizarre crusades.
You know, somebody splashed me with water on my run into work today. You know, it's time to ban these puddles. They're just a load of SH1T. I'm so...
And make some false promises.
Right, that's it. If Gerry Adams is elected Taoiseach, I am leaving the country. I absolutely...
The applicant must also be able to check for texts.
Any texts, Will?
No texts, Ray.
Play Paolo Nutini.
Okay, here we go with Paolo Nutini, one of my favourites. That was Paolo Nutini.
Time now for some Paolo Nutini.
That's an absolute classic there from Paolo Nutini.
And the applicant will work with experienced producer Will.
No.
What?
No, he's gone.
Will's gone too?
Yeah, sorry.
No, not Will as well. Ray, please come back. We need you. Today FM, we wish it was yesterday. Oh, Ray.
Hello there, and welcome to We're Hearing with Jerry Murphy. Hey. We're Hearing has issued a red-nosed reindeer warning as a ridge of ding-dong merrily on high pressure moves down from the North Pole for the next week or so. Hey. This will lead to frozen conditions throughout the country as the kiddies eagerly wait Santa to deliver those feckin' Disney dolls. Hey. Widespread frosty conditions can also be expected, so they can, as many spouses voice deep disappointment at that half-hour's present you picked up in Spar on the way home from the pub. Well, moving on to Christmas Day itself, hey, we can expect a pleasant start to the day, but it will become rather unsettled as the day progresses, with plenty of wind building up, especially over Turkey and indeed Brussels sprouts, hey. A weather warning has also been issued to all coastal areas as the Yuletide approaches and floods of relatives can be expected well into the following week, causing temperatures to rise considerably higher than is normal for this time of year, hey. Now, for those of you hoping for a white Christmas, I'm afraid the best we can offer is an Alex White Christmas, hey, as the rest of the government scarper to the lifeboats, leaving him or some other bland lightweight in charge over the holidays, hey. Good evening and Merry Christmas from We're Hearing.
Welcome back to the programme. Great news tonight. Brian O'Driscoll is with me. Yes, Bod here with me. I'm so lucky. I'm the luckiest man on the planet.
Hi, Ryle.
Hi, Ryle. I love it.
What?
So, tell us all about this amazing Coca-Cola deal.
Oh, well, I thought it was the Leinster game tomorrow we were chatting about. But look, yeah, the Coke thing is just, you know, promoting a really healthy drink.
I love this stuff. I have it with breakfast and lunch and dinner and everything. Well, I do now.
I'd be very... okay.
Now, what about this anti-obesity guy, Donal O'Shea, giving out about you? Ha, what would he know? He never played, did he? Yeah. I bet Conor O'Shea drinks gallons of it.
Well,
gallons of it!
To be honest, I don't know.
I don't know! Wow!
Are you...
So, a little boy sent you a card with €2 stuck to it for the birth of your second sprog. Yeah. Did you spend that €2 yet?
No, I haven't.
Saving it up, I'd say.
Yeah, we might get him a little rugby ball or something like that.
A little rugby ball! Brilliant! Why did I think of that? So, not playing now, I suppose. Amy is relieved that you're not getting your head thumped every week.
Well, Sadie still gives me the odd slap if I'm...
Brilliant!
Yeah. Would you not slow down on the old Coke there, Ryle?
Slow down on the Coke!
No, I meant...
Very good, sure. It's good for you, Bod, if you're drinking it.
Yeah.
Anyway, rugby, how will it go for Leinster tomorrow? Not been great recently.
Well, hopefully things will go a lot better and...
And things will go better with Coke. Fair dues, Bod.
No, I meant that for Leinster.
Brilliant. Everything is brilliant.
Yeah, look at Rob. I just have to go now. It's been lovely talking to
you. Lovely talking to me? What? Really? Did you actually mean that?
Are you definitely okay?
Oh, you've made my Christmas, Brian. You've made my life. I love you.
Okay, I'm leaving. Bye.
Okay, we're coming back. After a little break. I don't feel so good.
Coming up in part two of Callan's Kicks, Blandade, where me and all the TDs get to sing our song for the less fortunate in our society.
Also featuring Leo's very secret letter to Santa.
It's the must-have gift this Christmas for every boy and girl.
You're just a nobody without one.
When I was a little TD in Kilkenny, I had loads of them.
It just isn't Christmas without one.
You know, when Fianna Fáil went out of power, they were out of fashion for a while, but it's great to see the Royal Rage again this year going forward.
My Little Crony is the retro hit of 2014. Comb their colourful credentials. Sit them down in your very own state board. Ride My Little Crony roughshod over due process. My Little Crony, they're not just for Christmas. My Little Crony.
If you're going somewhere fabulous for Christmas, you can listen back to Callan's Kicks the whole year on the RT Radio Player. I'll be celebrating 11 years on the X Factor. 11 years! That's longer than some members of my new band have been alive. Oh my God!
Ah, only 6 more sleeps till Santa comes here. Time for this, though. Dear Santa, thank you so much for the lovely presents you brought me last year. I especially like the Leinster jersey, blue, who knew, and the train set that didn't go anywhere near the airport. Now, you probably read in Miriam Lord's column, oh, one of those frozen dolls for Mimsy, incidentally. I'm sure she's too modest to ask yourself. You probably read about me getting a much better job last summer, so you needn't bother bringing me any of that sort of tat this year. Give it to Pascal, if you like, though to be honest, after the omni-shambles he made of the whole penalty points business, a sack of coal is probably more appropriate for Pascal the Rascal, as I like to call him. Must text that one to Mimsy. Anyway, I've been like, OMG, a totally good boy this year. I got the health job because the previous guy was having a mare. He was really old and overweight with a big red face and a stupid looking beard, so he shouldn't have been working at all. Oh, sorry, no offence, Santa. Might just hide under my cloak of invisibility for a moment till the old man forgets I said that. He's even older than your man, if such a thing is even, I don't know, possible. So he's bound to have the memory of a flea. Or a shinner. Anyway, this year I'd like you to bring me some totes amazing presents. I'm thinking maybe a hospital that doesn't have any patients yet, so no queues or overcrowding. I won't be needing a doctor set to go with it, because even though I saved a life this year, you probably saw that in Miriam's column as well, I've kind of washed my hands of the whole doctoring thing, which unfortunately is more than can be said of some of the doctors. No wonder MRSA is so rampant. Actually, you could throw in some hand sanitizer into my stocking for when I have to shake hands with that awful, lean, boring Doran, as I call him. I've got some big plans for next year's Santa, which are top secret, so I can't even tell you. But basically, I'm going to be needing some really important looking new clothes for next year, maybe like a briefcase and a new phone and stuff like that. I know I'm asking for a lot, but I really have been totes excellent. Also, none of my friends have really been any good at all, so you won't have to bother bringing stuff to them. Oh, on second thoughts, there's this one guy in Castlebar. To be honest, Santa, he's been kind of bullying me a bit. Like, I made this totes genuine heartfelt speech about the moral civil war, which is a brilliant way to avoid saying the A word, I-M-H-O. And your man kind of dissed me and said I was speaking from a personal point of view, even though he'd so told me to go for it just before. I mean, who does he think he is? Me, Santa? Me? Anyway, if you could just bring him a gold watch or a carriage clock or maybe like a rocking chair or a Golden Year's cruise, one way only, of course, that would be totes amazeballs. You could even hide the watch in his sack of coal if you like. That way, he'll never ever suspect that it's come from Despicable Me. Happy Christmas, Santa.
Yeah, hello and welcome to Vincent Brown's Boys. We're here decorating the tree in George's studio.
Who are you talking to, Vincent?
Look, no one.
I think he needs a bit more tinsel around the top. Terry, hand that to me, will you?
I can't. My arms no longer work. I'm in constant pain.
Now be careful with that ladder, George. It looks very, very rickety.
I had rickets as a boy, you know.
So did I.
Don't be ridiculous. You were never a boy, Terry.
Wasn't I? It's so hard to tell anymore.
I'd go up that ladder for you, George, if it wasn't for my knees and my vertigo.
Do you know what I got for Christmas one year?
What?
Lumbago.
Oh.
Look, these lights aren't working. Did you plug them in, Vincent?
Not yet. I've an excess of moisture on my hands. It's a thyroid problem, and I wanted to dry them off a bit.
I can't wait for your thyroid to settle down, Vincent. I'm up a rickety ladder. My gout's about to flare up, and I've a string of untested fairy lights in my hand.
I've arthritis in mine. I'm in constant pain.
Now, for God's sake, plug them in.
Now, for God's sake. Okay, here goes.
Jesus, what was that?
It's the studio window. It looks like one of those feral seagulls.
Duck!
No, I'm sure it's a seagull. Come over here, you silly bird. Come to Auntie Terry.
Be careful.
You can peck my eyes out. Honestly, I can't see a thing anyway.
Oh, there goes my gout.
Ouch, he pecked me.
I'll call Birdwatch Ireland. You know who their spokesman is, do you?
No.
Niall Hatch. Hatch. That's very good, isn't it? Oh, God, there goes a vertebrae.
My arm has just fallen
I'm
off.
I'm swelling.
Hello and welcome to Ballymaleh. Stick a fork in me, I'm rich. Following in the humble footsteps by mortgage and Lord Arena, I'm going to give you some tips for the perfect Christmas raised for you and all the family. But first, I do have a very special guest.
Hi.
He's one of my favourite young cocks.
What?
And now he's going to be simply huge.
Excuse me, Rach. Like,
Donal Skehan. So, Donal, do you still love this festive season?
Yeah, of course, Rach. I love all the food and the twinkly lights and Santa's coming. And this year I've asked him for a set of chef's knives. Yay.
I thought you would have had chef knives already, Donal.
Yeah, I do, of course, Rach, but not the real ones. I can't wait.
Bless. Hey. I must admit, I do still love to come down on Christmas morning and gaze wide-eyed at the prezzies under the Ballymaleh tree.
That'll just be the Botox, Rachy.
Oh, cheeky monkey.
Oh, careful with that knife, Rach, seriously.
So, do tell us, what's your favourite Christmas culinary tradition?
Oh, well, I love to make yummy smoked salmon on brown bread after the Christmas swim with all the guys.
Superb. And how do you prepare?
Oh, I just pop on the cags and jump into the water. Rach.
No, do you like have the salmon in the smokehouse for long?
No, I just take it out of the wrapper and then put it on the buttered brown bread, although I do butter the bread myself.
M6. And to think Nev Maguire is going to come on this show.
Wait, who?
Anyway, Donal, even though you're so young, I bet you're fond of the brandy-sicked pudding.
Richard Corrigan. Oh yeah, he's my favourite. I have all his books.
What? Really?
Oh, and yours too, Rach. Oh, I just like to look at the pictures though.
Oh, don't mention pictures. That's the thing we never, ever talk about.
Oh, yeah. Don't mention the... The Tim?
Shh.
What?
Don't mention the thing.
Okay.
Shall we just move on now?
Yes, please. I'm scared.
Anyway, Donal, I'm going to get you to help me with the potatoes au gratin.
Yay.
So I'll give you that.
What?
And the cheese.
What's the...
There.
Okay, so I take it I'm grating...
Yes, Donal, darling. You're grating.
Oh.
Very, very grating.
Yay.
That's all we've got time for here at Ballymaleh. I'm off to enjoy Christmas with all the formula.
Don't smile too much, Rachie. That's bad for your crow's feet.
He's so cute.
Whoa, careful with the knife again.
This goes out to all those lonely souls tonight. The backbiters and the backbenchers.
Let's do it! Yay!
It's Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
Dear Ireland.
With respect.
Be very afraid. Fear the beard.
At Christmas time.
So beautiful.
We look back and say, mistakes were made.
Look at smug Joe Higgins.
And in our land of plenty, you can die out in the cold.
No, and Dr. Veruca.
Don't be homeless or in a home this Christmas time. It wasn't my fault, I was playing ambulance. But say a prayer,
very good.
Forever the other ones. At Christmas time, it's hard. Unless you've a state pension.
and howling.
Just beyond Kildare Street windows,
they're protesting, shagging more.
They're disgusting.
When your water's at a trickle, more wine.
But you've got expensive phones.
They can't call as bell that rings there. Leave the house, Mary Lou.
We'll never make me leave the room.
Go for it, Bono.
Well, thank God I pay feckle tax to any of you.
Oh, thanks for giving us Facebook, you bayer.
And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
What about on Kilimanjaro?
The greatest gift they got this year was me.
And me, Vicky.
Pretty quiet.
Fairly soon we'll have to go.
Go on, Mick.
But while Irish water flows.
You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs.
You won't know it's Christmas time at all.
I can't wait to see the back of this year. Nothing went right.
No, Garth Brooks.
Yes, we screwed up everything.
2016.
It's a pin in my Michael ring.
Do they know we're in election mode at all? Let them know we're in election mode, yeah. Free the doll. All we want is 5 years more, yeah.
We say farewell to 2014, people, but we'll be back, of course, as ever, in 2015.
It's 2015.
Quiet, Michael. Remember, as you're partying over the Christmas, it was Fianna Fáil that partied harder than all of us and gave the country a giant heartburn. But we in Fine Gael and Labour were the Gaviscon that this country need. That's what we've given you for the last 3 years. A massive Gaviscon job. Stay safe out there. If you can't lift them, don't shift them. And with the last child out of Ireland, please switch off the light.
Merry Christmas!